Hello, listeners. Welcome to this week's podcast, and I am your host, Mridula. Today, we will talk about the ongoing stress and anxiety with the COVID-19 pandemic. It has been prevalent ever since the cases first appeared in China and the news traveled worldwide, creating a buzz. After it spread across the globe, nearly affecting every nation, it has brought significant changes in our lifestyle. The pandemic has ever since affected us in various ways. Worst for the ones who suffer from mental health issues. It has developed a sense of panic and fear among all. The young, the old, all have been affected by the fear of getting the virus. Some are worried about their health and others about the economic strain as millions are suffering. This has been one of the worst hits for the people in this century. It has snatched jobs from people, confined them to isolation, and made mental health issues worse. The grief and panic have been the biggest cause of the decline of a person's mental health. How COVID impacted mental health, you ask? The fear of contracting the virus, constant lockdowns, isolation, losing jobs, working from home and taking care of family, these all have severely impacted people's mental health. Those who have lost a loved one due to the virus have seen the worst. The COVID-19 has not attacked physical health, but also deeply inflicted the mind with numerous worries. The profound change that has affected us caused mental health issues such as stress, anxiety, and depression. Be it the quarantine and people deprived of living social life or adopting to the new ways of living, it all has psychological effects on our brains. The constant news on COVID has also been distressing and is one of the biggest reasons for public anxiety. The frontline warriors like medical professionals, health workers and police force are equally susceptible to the mental health issues. They are working in the difficult times ever, and maintaining their health has caused a lot of stress. Google recently stated that there has been a massive increase in the search related to the words panic attacks, anxiety, and its treatments. People have also been searching for terms like depression, abuse, loneliness, which is alarming. The lack of interest in taking forward the daily tasks has also been noticed. The problem with concentration, the fear of future is also causing distress. A few countries are affected the worst and the citizens are suffering a lot. Just like in the United States of America, which has seen 7 million people infected with COVID-19. So what can we do to maintain our mental peace during these times? When you are wearing mask and taking other precautions to keep yourself safe from the virus, it is also important to take mental health in consideration. Here are a few things you can do to deal with the COVID anxiety. First, do not engage with the media. It may sound wrong, as you would say, this is how you get your news. And precisely, that is the problem. As we indulge in the media so much, we get constant negative information about COVID-related issues and it affects our brain. It induces negative feelings and general sadness. It is advised to maintain a healthy distance from the media and refrain from any rumors. When we are trying to consume more information on the ongoing disease and its precautions, we are slowly slipping into the pit of fear and anxiety. People who are feeling anxious should immediately stop reading and watching the news. The constant urge to keep checking the information online and the forwarded messages is hurting our brains. At the same time, do not worry, because the critical information will always be passed on by the trustworthy sources along with the measures to take care of your health. Second, take control of your responses. To change the reactions to a certain thing can make a lot of difference. Since the COVID-19 outbreak, a lot of misinformation has been making rounds, which has made people worry abundantly. Thinking that you are a family person is at risk can cause a panic state. This has hit another high for the youth as they fear the uncertainty for the future. Many of them have been reported as depressed during the times as the studies and work suffers. It is for a few as they start worrying about everything. Just like the people who suffer from OCD tend to clean too much. Turning away from the constant thoughts of COVID will only help when you stop taking that mild cough too seriously. Third, seek help. If you are going through a mental health problem, there is no harm in getting help. You can always talk to professionals about it. A lot of people are trying to help. People who believe that their problem is not big enough to seek mental health experts are completely wrong. Not addressing the problem is not going to cure it, but reaching out is. Learning to accept the mental health issues will only help you get through it. You can go for online counseling and get the right treatment to get through the difficult times. Also, try and reach out to the people you think are suffering from the mental health issues. Fourth, maintain the work-life balance. With the current scenario, as most of us are working from home, we often face the burden of finishing house chores and the daily work routine. Not being able to maintain either or any of them can be chaotic in one's life. The sense of disappointment can lead to anxiety and stress. Whereas one must follow a healthy balance between work and life. Spending time doing what you love along with the work, taking short breaks, these are the things that will be helpful. Making a routine and following the schedule will help you. And do not forget to spend time with family and friends just because of work. Fifth, take care of your health. Neglecting physical health has also been one of the issues affecting mental health. Sleep is the worst affected in the recent times. Feeling low and worrying can affect the sleeping pattern. But good sleep is necessary for a healthy body and sound mind. One must avoid screen time on the bed as it affects sleep. Taking healthy meals in good proportions every day along with an exercise routine will help you stay fit. Try and be active. If you cannot go out for a walk, start exercising indoors. With a healthy routine, one can improve the mental health. Sixth, live in the present. No matter what life throws at us, we have to go through it. And giving up won't help. Therefore, look around and seek good in the bad. Direct your attention to the positivity and stop dwelling on negative thoughts. Take a look at the nature and learn from it, as it always heals the surroundings even after a disaster. Invest your time in your favorite pastime. Learn a new thing. Be productive. Take this time as an opportunity to learn more about yourself and improve your skills and knowledge. Practicing gratitude is another way to help with anxiety. It is an instant mood lifter and helps your brain to cope with stress. Lastly, focus on things you can control and avoid the unnecessary burden of trying to fix everything. At the end of the podcast, we would like to advise you to stick to the facts and refrain from fake news. Staying connected to your community helps in regaining normalcy in life. Take good care of yourself and keep looking after the people around you. With this note, I will be signing out. Don't forget to look at our website www.calmsage.com to read more about the mental health. We regularly post on Instagram and YouTube. Feel free to reach out. Thank you for listening.